Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We decree and we declare that God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. James said, every good and every perfect gift comes from above. So we thank God for every listener tonight, every caller. We believe in the power of prayer and the prayer of faith, that through prayer, God changes things. Through prayer, God strengthens us. Through prayer, impossible things become possible. Hallelujah. So we are going to pray tonight. My name is Pastor Anthony Simmons, here with my wife, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, the New Creation Church family, and every caller. We thank God for you on tonight, because the word says where two or more are gathered in the name of Jesus, he will be in the midst of them. Yes. I don't know about you, but I need prayer, and I know that God hears our prayers. Yes, hallelujah. We can't. Prayer is a weapon. And Jesus said men ought always to pray, and to pray without ceasing. Yes. That means don't stop praying. I don't care if you don't see what you're praying for. Don't stop. Do not stop praying.
Yes, God.
Pray, pray, and pray some more. The acronym PUSH, pray until something happens.
Yes, Lord.
He said, if my people are called by my name, if they would pray and humble themselves, it takes a spirit of humility to pray. And that's why I thank God for these Tuesday nights that God allow us to come together and fellowship and talk on this prayer line to God. Coming before the throne of grace, Tamela Mann said it so beautifully, take me to the King. She's talking about King Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's King of Kings, and he is Lord of Lords. He is the great I Am. Hallelujah. And that's why we go to God in prayer. We thank God for you tonight in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus. Before we begin tonight, I want to read some of the 27th Psalm. David wrote this, and as we read it, we can see that through some of David's story that we full well know, he knows what he's talking about in this 27th Psalm. He says in verse 1, The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, my God, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore, David said, will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy? I will sing, yes, I will sing praises unto the Lord, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 13 and verse 14 says, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness. We talked about God is good. To see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. I say on the Lord. Sometimes life can wear us down so much that our heart get weak, but the psalmist said, wait on the Lord and allow God to strengthen your heart. He said, I almost fainted unless I seen the goodness of God in the land of the living. I'm sure there's something in your life that you can see God at work with. There's something in your life that you can focus on and say God is good. There is some blessings in your life, even as I speak, that God is doing in the midst of us that we need to refocus our mind on and say God is good. David said, I will praise the Lord at all times. That is a declaration that David made. I'm going to make up my mind to praise God no matter what. I pray that you make up your mind to praise God no matter what, because he said you're going to have some enemies. They're going to come at you, but he's going to hide you.
Yes. Yes.
He said you're going to have some trouble, but he's going to hide you. He said you're going to have some things that try to put fear in your heart, but God is going to hide you from it all. He said, I determined to praise God. I'm going to pray to God. I'm going to believe God. And I love what David wrote here. And I pray that it encourages you, because he said, be of good courage.
Yeah.
It's going to take courage in this hour. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
It's going to take courage in this hour as a Christian. You are more than a conqueror. You are already victorious. You were born to win, but it's going to take courage until God manifests it, until God make it a fact of reality, until God deliver you. It's going to take courage. So, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray right now, not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of the living God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You have not given us the spirit of fear, but one of love and of power and of a sound mind. David said, I'm not going to fear. There are things in this life that try to get us to fear. But, Lord, no matter how much debt we're in, no matter what the job market is saying, no matter what situation is facing us, we pray right now that you would restore our faith. We pray right now that you would allow the people of God to walk by faith and not by sight, because it's impossible to please you without faith. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, I know you're talking to us on this prayer line tonight. We're going to walk by faith and not by sight. In the name of Jesus, we're going to pray for courage to get through the day. We're going to pray in the mighty name of Jesus that, God, you are bigger than any trouble that we might be facing tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, what the devil meant for evil, oh, I feel God, turn that thing around for our good. In the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare and I confess over every life on this prayer line, no weapon which has been formed against you will be able to prosper. David said, my enemies, even when war rage around me, even in this, I will have confidence. So, Lord, I thank you for courage tonight. I thank you that we have confidence in your word. You said that your word won't come back void, but it will accomplish that which you sent it to do. So right now we're praying your word that eye has not seen, that ear has not heard, that it has not even entered into our hearts what you have prepared for us. Your word says that we are above and not beneath. We are the first and not the last. We shall be above and not beneath. You said we are the beginning and not the end. According to your word, you say our enemies will come at us one way, but they will flee seven different ways. So, Lord, we thank you that many are the afflictions of the righteous according to your word. But you said you will deliver us out of it all. So, Lord, give us the ability to stand. Give us the ability to wait, as David said in this last verse, wait on the Lord. Give us the ability to wait on God, because when God show up, he's going to show out. Woo! Glory be to God. Help me right now, Holy Ghost. Show up in every household. Show up in every situation. Show up and meet every need in the mighty name of Jesus. Show up when the enemy tries to show up and send demons on assignment against our assignment. Oh, in the name of Jesus, show up, Lord. Even that person tonight who has sickness in their body, show up and heal them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. That person, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that have anxiety, anxiousness, in the name of Jesus, and uneasiness, Lord, I thank you right now that you give them peace, which surpass all understanding. You said, bring our prayers and our supplications unto you, and the prayers of the righteous, glory be to God, will give us a peace which surpass all understanding. So right now, Lord, I pray for supernatural ability that we walk in the Spirit right now in the name of Jesus. You give us the Spirit, Lord, that hallelujah. I said the Holy Spirit is on the inside of each and every one of us. Greater is he, glory be to God, that's in you than he that is in this world. Jesus said, I won't leave you as orphans. I won't leave you by yourself. Never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. Lo, I'll always be with you. When you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you will fear no evil, for thy are with us. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort us. So, Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus that you are very present help in the time of trouble. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we're looking tonight to the hills, which cometh our help, because we know our help comes from God. Yes. We know that Jesus is seated at the right hand of God the Father, interceding for us. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Jesus is seated at the right hand of God the Father tonight, interceding and praying for us in the name of Jesus. You said, pray for one another. The effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous, they availeth much. So, Lord, help us right now to not go by our five senses, what we see, what we hear, what we taste, what we touch, what we feel. But, Lord, help us to walk in the Spirit. We are new creations. Help us to walk in the Spirit. We are new beings. Help us to walk in the Spirit. In the name of Jesus, you said, not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of the living God, you're going to set us free. By the Spirit of the living God, you're going to change our circumstances. By the Spirit of the living God, you're going to deliver us and heal us and set us on high. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for every person on the prayer line. I thank you for New Creation Church, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Every member, every family, Lord, every person, glory be to God, that's a part of that local fellowship. Bless them. Bless them indeed. Enlarge their territory. Open doors that no man can shut. In the mighty name of Jesus, heal the sick. Encourage the discouraged in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank you for breakthrough. Oh, glory be to God. We thank you for breakthrough tonight. Manifestations of miracles is your portion. I speak prophetically right now. If you're standing in the need of a miracle, if you need a financial breakthrough, if you need healing in your body right now, God is able to do exceeding and abundantly above all that you and I could ever think, ask, or imagine. Jesus said, be it unto you according to your faith. God is telling me to pray for greater faith tonight. The disciples, when they walk with Jesus, they say, Lord, increase our faith. I need greater faith. You need greater faith. He has given us a measure of faith. So, Lord, right now we pray for the increase of faith. renew our strength on tonight. Renew our belief and our trust in you on tonight. Somebody is getting discouraged. Right now, turn that situation around. In the name of Jesus. Somebody, glory be to God, is that close to slipping into depression. And we bind up that spirit right now. In the name of Jesus, we bind up the spirit of depression. We bind up the spirit of discouragement. We bind up the spirit, Lord, of disappointment in the mighty name of Jesus. And we declare and decree, hallelujah, that the joy of the Lord is our strength on tonight. So as I give this to my wife, as we continue to pray and open up the phone lines later on in the broadcast, David declared out of his mouth that I'm going to bless the Lord at all times. Because when we praise God, oh, hallelujah, please hear the Holy Ghost. Sometimes I look at my life and my situation, my circumstances, and I don't want to praise God. And I force myself to praise God because God is good and he's worthy to be praised. I don't know who that's for.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes it's not how you feel. It's not your emotions. It's not your feelings. You got to break through what you're feeling and praise God anyway. Hallelujah. So, Lord, I thank you for every person on the line tonight. You see every tear. You know every hurt. You understand every trouble and every problem. And that's why we're praying to you. You said, come boldly to the throne of grace. God told me earlier in this year, son, lean heavily on my grace. And I decree and declare over every life tonight that God's grace is sufficient. When you run out of answers, go to his grace. Rely on his grace tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. When you can't figure it out, he has already worked it out. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. So lean not into your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge God and let God direct your path in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go ahead and praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, O God. We magnify your name. Lord, we worship you. We glorify your name. You are worthy, O God. Lord, you're worthy to be praised. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love, O God. We thank you, Lord, for your compassion. We thank you, Lord, for your great plan, hallelujah, that you have for us, O God, to prosper us and not to harm us, to give us a hope and a future. Lord, we pray for every person under the sound of our voices, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, would you touch each and every person, Father God? Let your spirit, Father God, rest upon each and every person, O God. Hallelujah. Touch each and every person, God. Encourage and fill, Father God, a fresh anointing, fresh oil, Father God. Pour fresh oil, Father God, upon the heads of your people, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you are able, God. We are believing and trusting in you, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we believe you. We trust you. Like Pastor Anthony prayed, we walk by faith, O God, and not by sight, O God. Hallelujah. Lord, we are believing you today for the impossible, God. Some things, Father God, may be impossible with man, but we thank you, Jesus, that nothing is impossible for you, O God. We thank you, Lord, that all things are possible with you. We thank you that you are able to do all things but fail. We thank you, Lord, that you have a great plan for our lives. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that no weapon formed against us can prosper. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that before we were born, Father God, that you called us, O God, to be a part of your kingdom, O God, that you called us, O God, to be conformed to your image, God. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus, O God, that covers our lives, God. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that covers us, O God, from the top of our heads to the bottom of our feet, O God. We declare and decree, Father God, that we are children of the Most High God. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. for saving us. We thank you, Lord, for picking us up, oh God, when we were lost, when we were messed up, when we were, Father God, hallelujah, looking for love, looking for solutions, looking for peace, looking for joy in all the wrong places, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you found us. We thank you, Lord, that you made yourself visible to us, God, that you revealed yourself to us, God, that you snatched us out of the pit, God. Oh, glory, you snatched us out of the pit, God, that you put our feet on solid ground. Lord, we thank you that you turned us around. What can we render unto you, oh, God, for all of your benefits unto us, God? Lord, we thank you. We prostrate ourselves before you. We bow down before you, Father God. We repent, oh, God, of our sins, oh, God. We repent of our iniquities, oh, God, creating us a pure heart, oh, Lord, with which to worship you, oh, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for directing our steps, oh God. You said in your word that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for being a lamp and letting your word be a lamp unto our feet. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise you. We worship you on today, God. You are so worthy. There is none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. None more question than oh, God, we thank you for healing every broken heart, God. We thank you, Lord, for healing every person who's discouraged, as Pastor Anthony prayed, God. We thank you for destroying every yoke, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the anointing, God, that destroys every yoke, God. We thank you for the anointed one that lives on the inside of us, God. We thank you for the power of the dunamis power of Jesus Christ, God. We thank you, Lord, for exousia. We thank you for kratos, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah. And we praise you on today, God. Hallelujah, for setting the captives free. We thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, that we're not, hallelujah, where we used to be, God. Lord, we may have fallen short, God, for all fall short of your glory. But, God, we thank you that you brought us a mighty long way, God. We ask, Father God, that you would speak to us, oh, God. Speak to our hearts on today, God. Father God, we need to hear from you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for the United States of America. We pray, Father God, hallelujah, for peace for the USA. Lord, we say bless the USA, oh God. Forgive us. We repent on the behalf of this country. Even on Veterans Day, oh God, we thank you for every veteran, oh God, for every man, every woman that has served in the United States Armed Services, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, and we praise you. We ask that you make provision for them, God. Some of them have PTS, and some of them are on the streets, and some are homeless, and some are on drugs, oh God. Some are alcoholics, and some, Father God, are still trying to get their lives together, Father God, after serving and even fighting in the wars, oh God. But Lord, we ask right now, God, that you would bless, oh God, bless those who have served, God, right? Give them a right mind. Regulate their thoughts, oh God. Give them hope. Give them joy. Give them peace, oh, that surpasses all understanding, God. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, God. We ask, Father God, that you will, Father God, hallelujah, hallelujah. None of more cushion, even this Ebola, God. We thank you for healing, God. We thank you, Lord, that this virus will not spread, God. We thank you, Lord, that not one more life will be taken, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you are worthy and you're able to do none more. You're able to do all things for self. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you on today. Hallelujah, for your hand upon the lives of your people. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your hand upon the lives of the people of this country, God. Lord, we ask, Father God, hallelujah, that you will intervene, oh, glory. Hallelujah. And snap some out of darkness, oh God. Those, Father God, who have a good heart but are caught up, God, we ask that you would save our sons, our daughters, that you would save our mothers, our fathers, that you would save our sisters and our brothers, God. We ask that you would save those who work in the office with us, those who work on the job with us. We ask, Father God, that you would let your Holy Spirit flow through us, oh God. Let us impact this world. Let us turn this world upside down like Jason and them in the book of Acts, oh God. Lord, we ask, Father God, that you would use us, oh God. We are available for you, oh God. We
We ask, Father God, that you would use this prayer line. We ask that you would use each and every person on this prayer line. We ask, Father God, that you will ignite a fire. We ask that you will start a revival, oh God, even from this prayer line, oh God, as we go back to our families, as we go back to our churches, as we go back, hallelujah, to our jobs, as we go to the supermarket, as we go to the barbershop, oh God. Let us, Father God, be that light, oh God. Let us be the oil, Father God. Let us be that balm of Gilead in a hopeless world, oh God, where so many are lost and so many, Father God, hallelujah, don't have any hope and no one, so many have no joy, God. Let us open our mouths and Father God, be that beacon of light. Let us be that beacon of encouragement, God. Let us be like Barnabas, oh God, in the book of Acts, oh God, the encourager, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let us speak life and let us speak hope, oh God. So much hatred, so much dissension in the world, God. So much, God. Hallelujah. So many people that are lonely. So many have not been paid the compliment, God. So many that don't have not felt loved, oh God. But let us be your arms and let us be your legs, oh God. And let us be your voice, oh God, that makes a difference. Mama, in the lives of so many. God, let us not get jaded. Oh, glory. By church, let us not get jaded because people have hurt us, God. Let us not be bitter. You tell us to forgive because you want us to keep our hearts pure. Lord, let us keep our hearts pure and let your love flow through us. God, we are the ones that you have assigned, oh God, to be ambassadors for Christ. So, Lord, let us be those ambassadors in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory, hallelujah, that make a difference in this evil world, God. Snatching some even from the fires of hell.
Snatching
them out of the fire, God. In the name of Jesus, loving the homosexual and loving the whoremonger and loving, oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah, the fornicator and loving, oh God, hallelujah, the criminal, God, but hating the sin. Loving the people, God, not judging, but loving, God. Let us be vessels. Let us be soul winners. Let us go out there and save souls, God, not just in church, but let us be the tentacles that reach out beyond the walls of the church, God, so that people can look upon our lives and say, who do you know? And we can say, it's Jesus. And they can say, what must I do to be saved? Hallelujah. So, Lord, we want to be the walking word. Hallelujah. Let us walk this word. Live in us. Abide in us. Dwell in us. Rule in us, God.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you on today. I thank you for revival, God. Thank you for revival. Catch the fire. The people will catch on fire. Oh, wash me, God. Purge me. Don't let me become bitter. Don't let me become jaded. Don't let me shut down, God, because there's so many, Father God, that will come against me. But, Lord, help me to continue to love. Help each and every one of us continue to love, God. You created us for your glory. You created us for your glory, God. So let us go forth in your glory.
Yes.
Touch the Thomas family, God.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Oh, God, touch the Thomas family, God, as they prepare, and the Bartley family, God, as they prepare for the homegoing services of my Aunt Geneva Thomas Bartley on this Friday, God.
Yes.
Touch them, oh, God, as they wait, God, as they have the wait, God, as they wait for the final ceremonies, God. Touch them and keep them and comfort them and bind them together with your love, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, touch every person who's mourning. Touch every person. You said that we should laugh with those who laugh and rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn and weep with those who mourn and weep. So, Lord, help us to be sensitive. Help us not to just keep going and not looking upon the lives of those who are hurting. Lord, help us, oh God. Help those who are hurting today. Heal, deliver, set free in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Father God, for those girls in Africa, Lord. Oh God, oh God, oh God, you are in control, God. Just like Esther was put in the king's castle, God. You know, You know, God, and you made her favored above all others, God. So even in the circumstance that they're in, God, we ask, Father God, that you give them favor. We ask that you bless them, that you grace them, that you, Father God, protect them, that you keep them, and that you bring them out, God, that you bring them home, God, that you allow this to, even this, God, to be turned around for your glory, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you. Touch the family of Dr. Miles Moreau and all those who were on the plane, God, in the name of Jesus, Dr. Dingle and Father God, the lady from Africa and those youth ministers, oh God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, the Moreau family and the church family, oh God, glory, all of us who loved him and respected this man of God, and Father God, for all who suffered, Lord, when that plane went down in the Bahamas, God, we ask, Father God, for your healing power to go and touch those people, touch all who are hurting as a result of that plane tragedy on Sunday, God, in the name of Jesus, bless my mother, bless my brothers, my sisters, bless every person on this phone, God, in the name of Jesus, bless our children, save our children, God, snatch them out of the pit, snatch them out of fornication and homosexuality, snatch them out, oh glory, hallelujah, of adulterous relationships, snatch them out of gangs, and snatch them out of jail, snatch them out of violence, snatch them out of sin, oh God, snatch them out, oh God. Let them see your light, God. Send an evangelist. Send an angel unawares, oh God. Send someone to preach your word. Send someone to wrap their arms around them and tell them about your love and tell them about your saving grace. In the name of Jesus, touch the special needs children and touch, oh God, hallelujah, every special needs child, God. Bless them and regulate their brain cells. In the name of Jesus, turn it around.
Turn it around.
Turn it around. Turn it around, God. You are Jehovah Shandu. You are the Lord of the turnaround. So, Lord, we believe you today. We walk by faith. Mama Kushela, they're not by sight. Finally, God, as we begin to take calls, we ask that you touch Sister Linda, oh God, touch Evangelist Page, God, touch, oh God, touch the sick, the shedding, touch Evangelist Page, minister to her heart, minister to her spirit, Father God, heal her body, oh God, heal her, Father God, keep her strong, keep her encouraged, oh God, in the name of Jesus, touch Sister Linda, touch, we declare that she shall walk and she shall talk and she, Father God, none of them will call and stop any bleeding and stop, oh God, the hemorrhaging and stop, the aneurysms and stop, oh God, oh glory, hallelujah, stop it in the name of Jesus, heal, deliver, set free, restore, in the name of Jesus, we bind up the hand of Satan. We bind up the hand of Satan. We break off the hand of Satan. We declare that Satan has no power over the people of God. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. We worship you. We thank you for New Creation Christian Ministries. We thank you for blessing their house. Let your spirit flow through their house. Let your spirit flow out of their house like the rivers of Ezekiel, oh God. Healing waters. Oh. Healing waters. Mama Koshelidiki, Papa Koshana, Mama. Let healing waters flow from each vessel that comes to simple in that church, God. Fill us until we can take no more so that we can be instruments of your glory, instruments of salvation, instruments of deliverance, instruments of healing. Oh, glory, hallelujah. So, Lord, instruments of love and instruments of peace, even instruments of joy, God, to this weary world. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. We magnify your name. You alone are God. We give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. You alone are worthy to be praised, God. We praise you. Touch every person under the sound of my voice and light them with your spirit. Fire, fire, fire. Touch. Oh.
Thank you, God.
Touch each and every person, God. Oh. with the fire of your spirit, your Holy Spirit, your anointing, your power. You, God, you alone are able to light us on fire,
yes,
and let us burn with the Holy Ghost. So we thank you for that quenching fire, that unquenchable fire that quenches everything that's not of you. And we love you today, God, and we bless your name. We know that you hear us, and we praise and magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Hallelujah. To me, he is so wonderful. Yes, church. Yes, saints of the Most High God. We got to magnify his name because he is so wonderful. And no matter what you're facing on today, it is not too hard for God.
Wow.
Nothing is too hard for God. Is anything too hard for our God? I'm here to declare to you on today that nothing is too hard for our God. Hallelujah. You keep worshiping him. Keep praising God. Keep looking unto the hills from which cometh your help. Everything that you've been through to this point has not been sent by God to break you. Satan sent it to break you, but God sent it to make you.
Ooh.
Hallelujah. Satan sent the adversity to break you, but God sent it to make you. He sent it to make you, to develop you, to mold you, hallelujah, to shape you, to form you into the image of his son, hallelujah, 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 to press on you. The pressure came to press on you, to bring out the oil of the anointing. There is no olive that releases its oil without pressure. Hear me. Hear God. There is no olive that releases its pure anointing oil without pressure. Hallelujah. So when you feel like you're in that pressure cooker and you can't take it any longer, hold on. Hold on. God will never put any more on you than you can handle. And when you think you can't take any more, he's already, the word tells us that God has already provided a way out. So you can rejoice in that. Rejoice in knowing that this storm is not going to take you out. This trial is not going to take you out. The challenges that you are facing right now are not going to take you out. Your enemies and your haters are not going to take you out. Hallelujah. People talking about you and calling you all kinds of names, that is not going to take you out. Who has the final say? God has the final say, and he has already spoken through his word. Hallelujah. So hold on. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on to God's unchanging hand. Amen. God bless you. Go ahead and praise God. Go ahead and magnify his name.
Yes.
God is worthy of our praise. Pastor said it earlier. He said, even if you don't feel like it, praise him.
Yes.
You got to make yourself praise God. Hallelujah. The fact that you're still here is reason for you to praise him. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to open up the phone lines and take some calls. If you just press 1 on your phone, or your phone, yeah, Pastor says your device. If you just press 1 on your phone device, we will see you and we will take you and put you on the air. And we see that hand. Amen. We see that hand. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Again, we're going to get to every caller tonight. Press 1 on your phone and we're going to put you on the air. To God be the glory. We're going to take this first caller. God bless you. Area code 70, we thank God for you tonight. 27270, God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name
Lord.
Of the Father, the Son, and the precious and powerful gift of the Holy Ghost, we come to you, Father, lifting
yes,
up the three
Lord.
That make one, Father. And I thank you again on this Tuesday night for the prayer line, Father. I thank you for the pastors again, Father, at New Creation Christian Ministry, Father. I thank you, King Jesus, for allowing them to have the territory increased by you, Father. And I know, Father, that you use them mightily, Father. And I know, Father, that you are pleased with them, Father. And I know, Father, that you love them, Father. And I know, Father, that you chose them for this kingdom work that you allowed them to do, Father. And I know in your word that you have written on the tablets of their heart, faith without works is dead. And I ask you to increase their territory, Father. And I thank you, Father, for Pastor Anthony Simmons and his wife, Rebecca Simmons, Father. And at this time, Father, I know you are letting them know right now that you are pleased with them, Father. And we know, Father, you know we are pleased with you. And at this time, Father, I ask of you to continue to write your words on the tablets of their heart, Father. And I thank you for allowing us to come together in your personal power name each and every Tuesday night, Father, lifting up the name of Jesus, Father. And as your word is rightly divided on this prayer line, Father, as your pastor, as your son, as your shepherd in the natural, spoke out of your word, we look to the hill from which cometh our help. Our help coming from the Lord that maketh heaven and earth. And I say right now to you, Pastor Simmons, continue to look to the hills from which cometh your help. The Lord has opened up the floodgates of heaven, and he's going to throw out. You are blessed that you don't know how to start to receive for new creation Christian ministries. Whatever it is that you stand in need of, you know our Father God Almighty is your source. He's Jehovah Jireh, and he's going to continue to supply your every need. And I thank you, Father, for his wife, Pastor Rebecca Simmons. I thank you for the book that you wrote through her about dying in the wilderness, Father. You have her in the wilderness, Father, with the ones that are dying. And you are using her as a light. She's invisible in the wilderness. People won't see her. They see you bringing them out of the wilderness through her. In the name of Jesus, I praise you for that word that you spoke to her. And I call on you to continue to strengthen her and her husband, Father, for this kingdom journey that you chose them to be a part and the head of, Father. Continue to increase the congregation at New Creation Christian Ministry in Hillside, New Jersey, Father. Continue to strengthen them for the journey, Father. Continue to allow them to wait on you as your shepherd in the natural, Anthony Simmons spoke, waiting on the Lord. We wait on you, Father, because the book of Isaiah says, those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. And they are soft on wings like eagles, and they'll run and not be weary, and they'll walk and not faint, Father. They're looking to you for their strength, Father, and they look for you in the eye of this storm, Father, like an eagle. He looks for the eye where the pressure is, Father. That's where you are, and that pressure, Father, lifts that eagle up above the harm in the storm, Father. Just allow them to continue to look to you and look to the hill from which cometh their help. Continue to strengthen them, Father. And I thank you for them, Father. I thank you for allowing them to be used by you, Father. Hallelujah to your precious and powerful name. In the name of Jesus Christ, I praise and worship. In the name of Jesus Christ, I thank you for who you are in them. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, amen, amen, hallelujah. We thank God for our dear brother on tonight. The Lord has spoke through you once again. Hallelujah. We receive that by faith right now that the heavens are open. Glory be to God. And God, we're looking for God to overwhelm us and meet every need of our church. Glory be to God. We thank you, man of God, for allowing God to speak through you once again tonight. And hallelujah. Glory be to God. May God bless and be upon you and your household, every endeavor, every goal, every ministry assignment that he has given you in the earth realm. May the Lord be with you. Hallelujah. Thank you for the angelic host that he has guarded. Glory be to God, your assignment. In the name of Jesus, even positioning you amongst the right, hallelujah, network of people to do the will of God that he has placed upon your life. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. So God, may he use you in a mighty way to impact this world and be a world changer in the name of Jesus. So we thank God for you tonight, and we receive that word that every need being met, as we wait on the Lord and be of good courage, we believe that he is enlarging our territory. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for praying for us.
Hallelujah.
We appreciate you. We thank
all about.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're going to keep taking callers, but we thank God. He prayed audibly, but we know that many of y'all are praying.
Yes.
All of y'all are
yes.
praying for us on a constant basis, and we need your prayers.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We need your prayers in these last and perilous days. We know ain't nobody mad but the devil, so we're going to keep taking prayer requests and open up the prayer lines, even if you have a praise report to encourage somebody on tonight. But we thank God for our brother. Every time he prays for us, God use him in the prophetic
yes.
as well.
Oh, yeah.
As he
oh,
speaks
yeah.
the word
yes.
into our lives. In the name of
yes.
Jesus. So we thank God. We thank God as he continue to raise up gifts in the body of Christ.
Yes.
That God will allow us, hallelujah,
Jesus.
To be the light of this world and the salt of this earth. In the
yes.
mighty name
hallelujah.
Of Jesus.
Yes.
Stir up the gift of God.
Yes.
Stir up the gift
yes.
of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We thank God for each and every caller
yes.
tonight.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Area code 678. 678.
Yes.
We thank God for you this evening. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. And I want to ask God to bless Brother Jamal because his words are so deep and for him praying for you and Pastor Rebecca. I ask God and I thank God for you, both of you, for your ministry, for your prayers, for such a powerful prayer line. I thank God for his grace upon my life. It's been rough for a couple of days now on for me, but the devil's a liar, and I rebuke him in Jesus' name.
Yeah,
and I know
right.
that no weapon formed against me will prosper. I
that's
know
right.
that because I know as I go day to day, I could just feel evil just falling off of me. Thank God. Thank God for being my protector. Thank him for fighting my battles. And thank him
yes.
for blessing me and my family. And thank God for everything he has done for me. And I know that he loves me and I love him. And I just want to continue praying. I want you to continue praying for me and my household, even though it's been kind of rough for me. But you know what? There's nothing big for God. I know that he's protected me and he's fought in my battles for me, and he deserves all the praise and glory, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
I want to pray for you very, very briefly, but there's one passage of scripture found in Isaiah 43. I just want to read this in your hearing and everyone's hearing. It says, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned.
My God.
Neither
thank
shall
you.
The flame kindle upon thee. So although you may walk through the floods, it won't drown you. You may go through the fire. It might get hot, but it won't burn you. And when he said, when it's all over, said, and done, you won't look like what you've been through.
Oh,
thank
glory
you, Jesus.
To God.
Thank you, Jesus.
So sometimes,
to God.
Like the fiery furnace, when we're in it, it gets hot. It gets unbearable, uncomfortable. But Jesus, through the prophet Isaiah, he is saying to you, Sister Maria, tonight, that you may go through some floods and some fires, but it won't last.
Yes,
it
Lord,
won't
thank
last.
You. Hallelujah.
This too
Jesus.
Shall
thank
pass.
You.
This
thank you, Lord.
Too shall pass.
Thank you, Jesus.
So hang in
thank
there
you.
And hold on to God.
Thank
that he said
you,
the
Lord.
Flame won't kindle upon you. And when
yes.
you come through, the pastor already said it, you're going to be stronger and a greater anointing is going to be on your life.
Amen.
Father, in the name
hallelujah.
Of Jesus, we know that all things work together for our dear sister because she loves you. All
thank
things work together for the good, for her good. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you give her the ability to go through what she needs to go through.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, that you won't put on her more than what she can bear.
Thank
you said you will make a way of escape. where she needs to escape. You said you won't overburden her, that in the name of Jesus, if you allow it, she can handle it. I said if you allow it, she can handle it. So, Lord, thank you,
Lord.
For Sister Maria, that you're strengthening her, that you're making her more wiser, that she's drawing closer to you, God, in the name of Jesus. And the anointing that's developing on her life is going to destroy every yoke in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord, that you will be with her. You said through your word that you will be with her through the floods and through the fires of life.
Hallelujah.
Help her to look to you. Help her to rely on you.
Yes.
And help her to keep her trust in you.
Yes,
in Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
and we
name.
Say, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you keep praising him.
Yes,
that word
Lord.
Said that fire can't even stop you. Floods can't even stop you.
Yes,
so
Lord,
we know that
you.
you're invincible in the eyes of God. So we thank God that he won't put on you more than what you can bear. Amen.
Thank you. I receive that in Jesus' name, Pastor Anthony. Thank you, Jesus. Bless both Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca.
Amen. Keep walking by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
We're going to take some more callers. We thank God for Sister Maria.
Yes, bless
her, Sister Carmen, that family. We love them. We love everybody on the prayer line tonight. We're going to keep taking calls. Again, press 1, and we're going to put you on the air. And we just thank God for every caller. We will get to every caller on tonight. Area code 908. We thank God for you. 908.
Praise the Lord, Pastor, Sister Lori. Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony, I'm very happy to hear you guys. Just thanking God for so many things that he has done. Thanking God for you guys. Praise God. I have a few prayer requests. Brother Jamal, I appreciate your prayer. When you get on here Tuesday, it's like fire from your mouth. Praise God. I really enjoy you praying for our pastor. My sister's house was broken into Sunday, and they were home Sunday morning at 10 a.m. And the guy got in, but he got scared off because they had an alarm. So I ask that you pray for a hedge of protection around their house and give my sister a peace of mind that she could just, you know, go on with her life and not feel so bound up in the house or tied to her house, because there's things that she need to do and her family and her husband need to go on, but she's one that worries. Miss Brown's son, he had a hernia operation today, so I'm praying for him. And my cousin Cecilia found out that she has cancer, and it's not the good cancer that you know, only God can heal his cancer. And she found out a couple of weeks ago. Praise God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we're going to definitely, it's good to hear you in the prayer line tonight, daughter. And we're going to definitely lift up those prayer concerns on tonight. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your name, Lord. We worship you. And just before I go on with the prayer, in 1 minute, for those of you who are listening via stream, if you're not called in, you're going to be cut off. So if you want to continue to listen, you have to call in 646-652-4832. Amen. You have to call in right away. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. Lord, we just thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For this opportunity to intercede on the behalf of those, Father God, who are standing in the need of prayer. So, Lord, tonight we lift up to you, Sister Lori's sister. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For intervening on her behalf when the robber came into her house, Lord. And even though they got in, oh, God, thank
thank God that the alarm system went off, oh God, and Father God, that the Holy Spirit was there, oh God, to protect the family, oh God. So Lord, right now, Father God, come against the spirit of fear. Father God, we put a hedge of protection around that house. We declare and decree, Father God, hallelujah, that the house is covered with the blood. We plead the spirit of Passover over that house, that the death angel, that the enemy, that the thief, that the robber will have to pass over that house, that home, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for the blood of Jesus covering the doorposts and the window posts and any entry access to that house, that no one will be able to come in, Father God. And we even, Father God, we pray for those who live in the house, our Sister Lori's sister, oh God, that she will not live in fear. You have not given us a spirit of fear, God, but one of love, power, and a sound mind. But we declare victory over that household. We declare peace for the husband and the sister and Father God, for all the residents of that household in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you. We praise you, Father God. Give her a peace. Give her an assurance. Give her a blessed assurance, oh God. Let her not live in fear. Let her continue to move forward and go forth and do whatever she needs to do, God. Let her have her same standard of living or higher than before this incident happened. We bind up that spirit of fear.
Yes, God.
Dispatch from the devil in Jesus' name. And Lord, right now, hallelujah, hallelujah, we pray, hallelujah, for Miss Brown's son, oh God, who has surgery on today. We thank you that by your stripes we are healed, oh God. And we declare, Father God, the blood of Jesus over his life, Father God. We declare healing over his life, God. We declare, Father God, and we ask, Father God, that you will give him a speedy recovery, even from the surgery that he went through on today. We pray for no complications, oh God. We know that you are able, oh God, to just, Father God, bring about, Father God, hallelujah, a healing, supernatural, speedy recovery, oh God, in the name of Jesus, even more so than the doctor's prognosis, God. We know that you could supersede what the doctors say, even in this young man's case, and in the case of Lori's cousin, hallelujah. And Father God, we know, God, that you are able, even as we call out her name, hallelujah, the name of her cousin, oh God. What is your cousin's name?
Cecilia.
We call on the name of Cecilia, God. We bring her name before you, God, and we pray healing. We declare supernatural healing. Lord, we know that you're able to heal cancer. We know that you hear us, oh God. You said if we come to you praying anything according to your will, that we could be confident that you hear us and that you will give us some things for which we are asking, oh God. So, Lord, we know it's not your will that anyone, Father God, die from a cancer, that anyone, Father God, perish from cancer, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that it's not your will that Cecilia perish from this cancer. As Sister Lori said, only you can do it. Only you can do it, God. So we're believing you on tonight, God. We're believing for your healing power. We're believing for your intervention. We're believing for your hand upon the life of Cecilia. Save her soul, God. Save her, Father God. Give her strength and give her power and replenish her and restore her, oh God, and heal her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we know that you are able. So, Lord, we're believing today for a miracle, God. We're asking for a miracle in the life of Cecilia. Oh, I feel God. You've done it before, God. And we know you can do it again, God. And we are believing you, God, for total healing. I feel God on this prayer line. The saints are praying that they're touching and agreeing with this prayer. Even as we pray for Cecilia, there's so many that are touching and agreeing right now for her healing. And God says, in the mouths of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you in advance, oh God. And we thank you for healing in Jesus' name. And, Lord, bless Sister Lori. Touch her household. Bless our household. Bless our children. Bless Isaiah, Elijah, Ashley, and her other daughters, oh God. Lord, you are able to do all things. So, Lord, we thank you to you for meeting every need. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that no demon on assignment can dwell in her house. We thank you, Lord, for peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for a house that serves you, Father God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for her children being saved. We thank you, Lord, for her children walking with you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for loosing every bondage, breaking every yoke, oh God, destroying yokes, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for tying up the hands of the enemy, God. We thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against them can prosper. We're thanking you in advance for what you're doing in her family, God. We're thanking you for taking them higher, not just materially, but spiritually, oh God. You're taking them to a deeper realm and higher heights and deeper depths in you, oh God. So, Lord, continue to bless this woman of God. Stir up every gift, oh God. Stir up the prophetic, oh God. Continue to bless her, oh God. Let your fire continue to be in her belly, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, glory, hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you for a fresh touch. Touch her, oh Lord. We just thank you for a fresh touch on today. And we declare it to be so. And we thank you in advance for what you've already done. We thank you for what you've done. We thank you for divine manifestation. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, I feel God. Hallelujah. I feel the power of the Most High God. See, you don't have to manifest God's power. When two or more are touching and agreeing, and God says, I will be there in the midst. And
yes.
All of us on this line tonight, this prayer line is on fire. And
yes.
We just thank God for you and your family and for you standing as an intercessor on the behalf of so many. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen. God bless you, daughter. You're welcome. We love you. Amen. God
love
bless
you, too. Amen.
Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things he has done. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes you just got to get a song, my God, and just sing out to the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. With his blood, he has healed us. He has purged us. He's cleansed us. We have a promise over our lives. No matter how bad it looks, we know we serve a God who is able. Hallelujah. And just the fact that he dwells with us, just the fact that he walks with us and he talks with us, hallelujah, it should be enough to sustain us and keep a praise on our lips. Amen. We're going to take this last caller, I believe. I see one more hand. Hallelujah. Area code 813. God bless you.
God bless you. And he walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me I am his own. What a joy we share. Praise the Lord. Oh, my Lord. Pastor, I have you on speakers. Pastors, God bless you both. I have you both on speakers. I have my grandson, Aaron, who is 11 years old, here listening with me. And we need prayer for him. He needs to focus in school. He's very intelligent. He has been tested to be very intelligent, but he's not performing where he should be performing in the classroom. My son has custody of him, so he's here all week, and we need prayer for Aaron. Say hello to the pastor.
Hello.
He is
God,
baptized.
God bless you, Aaron. Hello.
He's
hello,
been baptized. He knows the Lord. Okay, but I don't know what's going on, and we need you to pray for him. So I praise you. Thank for this prayer line. Thank you so much. God bless
Amen.
You all.
Amen. God bless you. Let us pray for Aaron today.
Yes, yes.
We thank God
Hallelujah. For
this future generation and specifically Aaron tonight.
Yes.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for this young man,
yes.
Lord.
Thank
11
you.
Years of age, we thank you in the name of
yes,
Jesus
God.
That, Father God, you would touch his mind right
yes,
now.
God.
You would touch his abilities
Ooh,
right now. You would touch him in the mighty way in the name of Jesus as only you can. Father God, it's already been established that he's intelligent, that he academically, Father God, will excel, that, Father God, in the name of Jesus, he is smart.
Yes,
so we
God.
Thank you in the mighty name of Jesus that now he will execute.
Yes,
now he will perform in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, hallelujah, Lord, that you will give him the ability to excel academically in school,
yes.
that you will give him the ability to perform with a spirit of excellence. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes,
so, Lord, we thank you for the teachers in the school and, Father God, the facilities that he will learn from. Thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord, even as he become a sponge
yes,
for education,
Lord.
That you would enlighten his understanding
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Give him the ability, Father God, to comprehend every textbook,
yes,
every subject. Open up his understanding in the name of Jesus. Give him wisdom beyond his years. Oh, glory be to God. So we thank you, Lord, that you would touch his young life, that you would give him, Lord, even a desire to get A's and B's in school, even a greater desire, Lord, to read and to do the work and the homework and the assignment, a greater desire, Lord, for good study habits in the name of Jesus. So touch young Aaron. We know he has the potential and the possibility. Now we know that the manifestation through the power of prayer will allow his grades to show, Lord, in the name of
yes,
Jesus,
God.
That you are upon him.
Yes.
Give him favor
yes,
to make the honor roll.
Yes,
give him favor,
Thank
Lord,
you,
to do well in school in the name of Jesus. So we thank you that his future is bright,
yes, God.
That you'll give him the right friends,
Thank
Lord,
Jesus.
The right teachers that will help him and the right tutors and mentors
yes,
that will guide him. And help him, Lord, in the areas that he need help in.
Yes, God, thank you.
So I thank you for Aaron, that you'll give him a desire, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
To excel academically in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
So, Lord, even at an early age,
yes.
show him your power.
Yes.
In
yes.
Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus.
Amen.
Thank
Aaron?
Thank you.
Aaron, are you there?
Yes.
I want to
yes,
pray
ma'am.
For you. I want to pray for you. I hear the Lord. You know Jesus?
Yes.
You love Jesus?
Talk louder. I can't
yes.
really talk louder.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah,
yeah, I hear God saying to you that he loves you and that he wants you to stop blaming yourself for stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yes, stop blaming yourself for stuff. And God is saying that if things are going to get better, it may not seem like it, but God wants you to know that things are going to get better for you. It may not, you know, he knows prayer. God wants you to know that he hears your prayers. And sometimes it seems like he doesn't hear your prayers, but he wants you to know that he hears you. And that he's going to make things better for you. It might not be the way that you're asking, but he wants you to know that he loves you. And he has a great, God has a really good plan for your life. And all of the things that you dream about doing, God says you can do it. He says you can be anything you want to be. And he says, and I hear God saying, don't let anything stop you. Don't let anything stop you. Because you have greatness in your future. So that thing that you dreamed about doing, you have great dreams. I can hear you tell them, you know, saying, I want to be this and I want to be that. And God said, don't let go of that. Hold on to your dreams. So I want to pray for you. Father God, we pray for this young man, Lord. We thank you for Aaron. We thank you for his life. I thank you, Lord, for healing him. Lord, I thank you for touching him and healing, Father God, every area of his life, God. I thank you, Lord, for speaking to him, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for taking away, Father God, any guilt, Father God, any blame that he might be blaming himself, God. I thank you, Lord, for, Father God, giving him the comfort and knowing that you love him, oh God. Father God, continue, Father God, to walk with him and show him that you love him, oh God, and talk with him. And thank you for sending me to say these things to him, God. And Lord, I thank you that he is smart. And thank you, Lord, that he does have the ability. So, Lord, encourage him, Lord. Encourage him. Give him back his joy, God. And let him, Father God, be that carefree young boy, Father God, that he's been. Let him play with his friends and be carefree and happy and running around and laughing and jumping, God. And give him focus, oh God, on his schoolwork, oh God. Let him not give up, God. I bind up every spirit, anything that's trying to come and hinder his life, oh glory, hallelujah. I cut off every hindering spirit off of his life right now. And I declare every yoke broken, every stronghold broken. And I declare that he is great, that he is intelligent, that he is excelling in school, that he is a happy young boy, that he is growing up to have a wonderful life, and that this too shall pass. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for Aaron's life, and we thank you that you're doing a great thing even now in his life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, Aaron, God bless you, and we're looking forward to hearing great things from you. Call us again, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
God bless you. You're welcome. God bless you.
Thank you, sister. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you, Sister Miriam.
Pray for Grandma.
Amen. We pray for his grandmother,
yes,
Lord.
Yes.
We pray. Thank you, Jesus, that she cares.
Yes.
Even about her grandson's education.
God. Thank you.
Father God, meet every need of her household,
yes, God,
in the mighty name
thank
of Jesus,
you,
even as she is exposing him to prayer at an early
Lord,
age.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord,
yes,
that she wisdom, and Father God, that he, in the name of Jesus, learned a very valuable lesson,
yes,
about prayer.
Yes,
so I thank
Lord
you that
thank
you meet
you, Lord,
the need of Miriam's household. Thank God for
thank
her son
Jesus
and the rest of her family, her daughter and her
yes
family, Lord.
Yes.
Touch this family,
touch
Lord.
This family,
unite
God
them
thank
like never
yes
before
God
in
thank
the name
Jesus
of Jesus. So continue amen to bless her and her entire household.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. But well, we thank God for you, and we did receive a wonderful thing from
all
you,
right,
and we thank God. We received the card in our P.O. box, and we thank God for you. Amen.
God bless you. I thank God for you and this prayer line. God bless everybody on this prayer line. May the
amen
joy of the Lord be with them always.
Yes,
amen.
Hallelujah.
And we know that her grandson is going to make her and his father proud,
yes,
as he bring home those great
God
grades.
God's saying everything's going to be all right.
In the name
amen
of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We have one more call, and that's it. We're going to have to one more call. Amen. I believe we have another hand raised. Area code 973.
Hello, God bless you, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. This is Sister Tina, and I was just wanted to call in first to say the prayers that have been going forth have been powerful. It was good to hear people praying and just talking about the goodness of the Lord and what he's doing. I just asked calling for prayer, just to continue to pray for my family, my sister Eb, my sister Kim, and my niece Ebony, that God continues to move in the direction that they need them to move in their life and different circumstances they have. But God has been faithful, and I just continue to lift them up in prayer. Pastor Rebecca, I was so excited again to see what God is doing with your business, Diligent Publishing. So I've been praying for you and all on this line. Continue to have all these authors come to you so you can go forth and continue to produce Christian-based books. So that's a blessing, and I continue to pray for you as well.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. God is good, and he truly has been blessing Diligence Publishing Company. So we thank God for that, and I thank you for your prayers. I thank you for your prayers. Amen. Let us pray for your sister Kim and your niece Ebony. Father God, we praise you and we worship you. We magnify your name. Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, for this prayer line. We thank you for those who are touching and agreeing. I thank you, Lord, for every person, oh God, that's on this prayer line, that's touching and agreeing with these prayers, that even though Pastor Anthony and myself are praying audibly, and even as Brother Jamal has come and joined his voice to the prayer team, oh God, we just thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for those who are interceding behind the scenes, oh God, for those who are praying silently, for those who are touching and agreeing with us on this prayer line, for the New Creation Christian Ministries family, God, for friends of the church, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for those, Father God, who are coming to ask for prayer. We thank you, Lord, that every person is leaning towards this prayer line, leaning towards heaven as we lift up prayers. So, Lord, right now we lift up Sister Tina, Sister Kim, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her life. We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for restoration. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for what you're doing in her life. We thank you, Lord, for salvation. We thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for provision. Oh, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for, Father God, being the God of the turnaround, for bringing her to a new place, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for situating her on the firm foundation, God. Yes. We thank you, Lord, for giving her, Father God, an inclination, oh God, to even move towards your kingdom, oh God, in the yes. name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you and we praise you, Father God, for being the keeper. We thank you, Lord, for being the protector. We thank you for being a provider. We thank you yes, for being God. A shelter. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Kim. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Continue to regulate her thought process. Continue, Father yes, God, Lord. To give her joy. Continue to give her peace. Continue, Father God, to give her clarity. Order her steps. Direct her path, oh God. Show her the way to take, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just praise you. And we thank you for Sister Ebony, oh God, with the children, hallelujah. Oh God, that you have blessed her, oh God. You said children are a blessing from the Lord. So we thank you for young Aaron, yes, who called earlier for prayer. We thank you for Ebony and her children, her three children, oh God. We thank you for all the children that are represented by the callers on this line, God. Lord, we pray yes. for Ebony. We pray, Father God, for her twins. We pray for her daughter. We pray for her husband. We pray for her marriage. We pray for her mind, oh God. We bind up the spirit of postpartum depression. We bind up the spirit of discouragement. We bind up the spirit of weariness. We bind up every spirit that would try, oh glory, that try to hinder this young mother, God. We declare and decree joy over her life. We declare and decree peace over her life. We declare and decree that their marriage is blessed. In the name of Jesus, we bind up every hindering spirit. We thank you, Lord, that she is a loose toe to move forward. Father God, to be a mother to her children, to be a wife to her husband. Father God, we thank you, Lord, that she will not be overwhelmed. We thank you, Lord, for drawing her closer to you, God. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you for Kim. And we thank you and we praise you for Ebony. We thank you for what you're doing in their lives, God. Continue to bless them. Continue to, Father God, direct them. Continue to lead them. Continue to let them know you, God, on a deeper level. Let us all know you on a deeper level, God. Touch Sister Tina, God. Touch her for being an intercessor. Touch her heart. Touch her. Encourage her, oh God. In the name of Jesus, touch her, oh God, and direct. Continue to be a lamp unto her. Let your word be a lamp unto her feet. Continue to let your spirit guide and direct her, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you for what you're doing in her life, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for her pastor and her church, God. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you for her spiritual walk, God. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, oh, God, for edifying and equipping her, God. So continue to have your way in her life, God. Yes, let her grow closer to you, God. Let her grow closer to you, God, even the more so as she matures in you. Let her grow even closer to you, God. And at the end of this day, God, we will be ever so certain to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And
yes,
it's in the precious, matchless name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, that we pray. And let the church and all of the people assembled here on today say, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, God bless you. And,
God bless.
And thank you so much for calling in. And thank you again for praying for me. Continue to pray my strength in the Lord as I pray for God to give me wisdom as going forward with Diligence Publishing Company.
Amen, will do. God bless you both.
Amen, amen. God bless. You. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, that was our last caller. We thank God for each and every one of you. My God. Hallelujah. Even as the hour is, oh, it's 9 o'clock. This started out at 1 hour, but we have tarried. Amen. From 7:30 to 8:30 to 9, we have tarried, and we're going to go off the air. We thank each and every one of you. Listen, well, as Pastor told Sister Miriam, we're getting your cards, we're getting your seed so that you're sowing into our ministry, and we want to say thank you to each and every one of you who have sent a card, who have sown into our lives, and some have asked how you can sow, and what is the P.O. Box? We are P.O. We are Pastor Rebecca Simmons, P.O. Box 2476. Bloomfield, that's one word, Bloomfield, New Jersey. Pastor Rebecca Simmons, P.O. Box 2476, Bloomfield, New Jersey. And if the Lord leads you or directs you to bless us, we thank you in advance. Amen. For blessing us. And the zip code is 07003. Amen. The Lord leads you to sow a seed or to send a card of encouragement or both. Amen. We thank God for each and every one of you who have sown into the ministry. We thank God for you. Amen. And we thank God for you who are in the area. If you're in the New Jersey area, listen, Wednesday night is a church night for us. Amen. We will be at New Creation Christian Ministries tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. for our Wednesday night service. We're at 1482 Maple Avenue in Hillside, New Jersey. And the fire of the Lord is in that place, my God. Just like it's here, I feel it on this prayer line. Just like it's here on the prayer line, it's in the church house, amen. And we're excited about what God is doing in the church. Thursday night, we do addiction recovery. It's in the memory of my sister Janice Willifort, who went home to be with the Lord. Several years ago, we started a drug and alcohol abuse program, addiction recovery, restoration, amen. We're breaking every yoke. We're destroying yokes, amen, at the most excellent way. That's Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. And then on Sunday, we meet at 12:30. Sunday, we have a 12:30 service. We don't keep you in church all day. We just glorify the Lord, my God. And we let God have his way. If the Spirit moves, we move. Amen. We move with the Holy Ghost. We thank God for Brother Jamal. Amen. I learned Sister Maria called your name. And we thank God for Brother Jamal. My God. We thank God for him coming on praying for us. We thank God for every person who's praying with us. And we thank God for each and every one of you. May the peace of the Lord and the joy of the Lord go with you. Take this fire to your churches. Amen. We pray for your pastors. Amen. We pray for your churches. We pray that God will edify your pastors and your churches. Amen. And that this kingdom mantle will continue to extend. Invite somebody to the prayer line. We thank God for Sister Carmen. Amen. Who's been so evangelistic in the outreach for this prayer line. Tell people about the prayer line. Maria has invited people, and Sister Miriam bringing Aaron. We thank God for Aaron. My God, a child shall lead them. We thank God for Aaron, and we're expecting to hear great things about him. And all of you, I can't even name all of the names. Sister Tina, all of you, God bless you. Amen. And we pray God's peace, his blessings, his prosperity, his power, his love,
and his joy upon your homes. And I cannot leave here without praying for my mother. Lord, I thank you for my mother, Mother Mae Thomas. I thank you for her life. I thank you for the sacrifice that she gave to raise six children, oh God, to raise me to be the woman of God that I am today. I thank you for her example, God. I ask that you bless her. I ask that you supply every need, God. I ask that you continue to keep her, oh God. And Lord, I just thank you for that woman of God. Dry every tear. Give her joy, unspeakable joy. Give her peace that surpasses all understanding. Give her strength even more so, God, than you have already equipped her with. Bless her children and her grandchildren, her great-grandchildren. Bless her sister and her brother. Continue to heal them, God, in every way. And we just thank you and we praise you for Mother Mae Thomas. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Good night, everyone. We thank God for every caller. We, again, ask your prayers for Sister Linda and Evangelist Elizabeth Page as we continue to pray for them for divine healing from on high. To God be the glory.
We love you. God bless you.
Good night, everyone. Hallelujah.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire. remember this.
Your storm is over. I believe your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe.